Well, hello, BSPs. It's your pal Phil here from Central Florida. Boy, do I sound out of it. Why? Yes, I am out of it. And why? Because I am out of it. And why? Yes, I am out of it. All right, let's start all over again, but I can't because this is the pre-show. There's no starting over on a pre-show. I just belched. I'm scratching my ear. I'm staring out here at the night sky of Florida, where it is right now on the 24th of December, about 4 a.m. So I'm really getting all this stuff done late for a Phil Hendry show. And why? Because I think I've already asked this question about six times now. Let's see. Well, we flew yesterday, got into Miami, and all was well as we crawled into our car. And by crawl, I mean, you know, pretty much did crawl into the car. By the way, I don't want to complain. I don't want to be one of these people that uses the internet and, you know, whatever power persuasion one may have with whatever audience one may have in that power persuasion. But Broward Airport, Broward, that is Fort Lauderdale, I should say Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, that's what they designate it, is such a piece of shit. It really is. I forgive me, but the goddamn baggage claim there is slow as fuck. It doesn't look like the Broward Sheriff knows what it's doing. And by that, I mean they kind of have cars parked with their lights going to just sort of piss off the already, you know, harried travelers. And also to assert their authority, you know, we're here, so don't park there. And that's true, and certainly we would like you to do that, Broward Sheriff, but you're not doing your job. It's still a goddamn clusterfuck. It's still crowded as fuck. People are still parking wherever the goddamn hell they want to park, and you assholes are still standing there or sitting there, whatever it is you do with your flashing fucking cherry or blue light or whatever the fuck it is on the top of your fucked up cars. Pardon me for sounding like a anti-cop piece of shit. I'm not. But that's just where I'm at, and I've gotten a lot more, I don't know, I've gotten a lot more pissed off at police in my waning years. You'd think I'd get more conservative and get more lovey-dovey and sweet and thankful that we have cops, but what the fuck, man? Everybody tells me, you know, make sure you have a gun. Yeah, okay, I have a gun. Why do I need that gun again? Because for protection, right, because the motherfucking cops sure aren't giving it to me, right? All right, so, sorry if you're a cop and I'm sounding off like this, but let's put it this way. It ain't anything you haven't heard before, okay? yeah, but not from you, Phil. Oh, tough shit, okay? I hear it all the fucking time about what I do for a living, believe me. What I do for a living ain't anywhere near as vital or as important as what cops do. So let's just say Phil's having a, you know, a hissy fit here because it's goddamn early and I didn't get my pre-show done the way I should have done, got it done earlier. We're going to repurpose the show for you today, having to do with the Christmas season. I hope you enjoy it. Or what I may do is just go back to the original Arse Gardner show that was recorded back in October of 2019, but probably not. I think we'll, you know, keep the theme on Xmas, or at least keep the theme on Decembers, or at least keep the theme on holidays, or at least keep the theme on days off, or at least keep the theme on, I don't know, keep the theme on, well, look at that, there's an airplane landing. That could have been me. Except that was me several hours ago, where Jackie's home sits is in the flight path. Did I say flight path? Oh, man. I should have said it's in the Sylvia Plath of Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International goddamn airport. Okay. Love you all. Let's see. Do we have any other big announcements to make? I don't think so. I hope you enjoy today's repurposed show here on this Christmas Eve of 2020. Peace.